No, we need that. That's got to be on screen, man. Come on, man.
I went no huddle.
Yeah, come on.
I went no huddle.
Sorry, timeout was called.
The more that the story comes out, what the hell do you guys think they were about to get for De'Aaron Fox? He told whoever, and the whole damn league knew, he didn't want to go nowhere else but San Antonio. San Antonio knew that. Well, the league knew that. The Kings knew that. They might have done actually pretty good, all things considered.
Trista sent me an Instagram post that had a quote from that article. It's literally what you just referenced. There was no list of teams. I'm trying to find it. These articles are the longest books in history.
That was ESPN, right?
It's definitely ESPN.
Yeah.
But the line is something like, there it is. There's no effing list. I wanted to go to San. There was one team I wanted to go to San Antonio. Literally what I told everybody. So a lot of people are mad at me saying I handcuffed a team by giving them a destination. Well, this is my career. If anybody else is in my position, you do the same. It's not my job to help build your team. I'm not about to just go where they want me to. I wanted to have a destination. That's what he told me on the phone. It's not my job to help this team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Sacramento's job to help him either.
Mm.
They did, but that could have been, I think, what I really think this boils down to for Sacramento is one thing, and I don't think it's San Antonio, and I absolutely don't think it's doing right by De'Aaron Fox. It's Zach LaVine. That's what I think this all boils down to. De'Aaron Fox wants out. He wants to go to San Antonio. Fine. How can I get Zach LaVine in this process? That's what I think it all boils down to. Now, you can put that on Vivek. You could put it on Angelique. You could put it on Jeremy Lamb, Matina, or the front office. It doesn't matter. That's what I think this all boiled down to is De'Aaron doesn't want to be here. Fine. He wants to go to San Antonio. I don't care. Find a way to get Zach LaVine on this team and we'll make it happen.
So let me ask you this, though. Is it that off the rip, like off top? Is it, I don't really care about nothing else. I want Zach LaVine. Or you look at the lay of the land, like, we're kind of screwed here. Like, we don't have any moves.
Off the rip.
Since we don't have.
My opinion. Mm-hmm. My opinion. Mm-hmm. Off the rip. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I don't think they surveyed the landscape and figured out what to do. I think they wanted Zach LaVine from the moment this process started.
Okay.
So, I could be wrong, though. What do I know?
And to be honest, I mean,
that line is going to bother people, though.
Yeah.
And again, De'Aaron's right. But that line expressed that way with the there's no effing list, that's going to rub Kings fans the wrong way.
All right. And much like you just said, he's right. It's not his responsibility. He's doing what's best for his career. But like I say, a lot of the times with all this stuff, you gotta accept that some people aren't going to like that. Like, one of the things that's going on with De'Aaron Fox a little bit is, and it's because he cares, it's like he's trying to ease his way navigating through this situation. He don't want to be a heel.
He wants to stay a babyface.
Yeah, he don't want to be a heel. And he's like, no, it's not that. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get where you want to get.
He hasn't dropped the Die Rocky Die promo yet.
No. And that's going to rub some people the wrong way. That's going to anger. That's going to be looked at as shady or foul in some people's eyes. And they have every right to feel that way. And sometimes you just got to wear it. Like, that's, yeah, that's not necessarily fair. That's not necessarily cool. Like, I'm leaving them in a bad situation, but it is what it is. Well, I say all the time, the game is the game. That's what it is.
Well, that's what you and Katie said yesterday. The game is the game.
The game is the game. That's what I had to do. And like you said, they don't have any responsibility to send me where I want to go. They decided to, but it's not their job to do so. Cool. I could have been sent to Memphis. That's what it is. So I don't blame him in any way, but I also, not saying he does, but I also don't understand, like, why are you so flabbergasted that some people are upset with you? Like, that's, it comes with the territory.
I just think he's just not used to it. You know, he's been the guy here for years, and, you know, I just don't think he's used to that negative type of reaction. The castle video is the one that clearly set him off. Which was, again, I believe De'Aaron Fox's story 100%. I believe what he told me. I believe what he told Dave. I believe what he told Matt. I believe what he told anyone else that he called. But I don't know that he understands, like, that was you.
Yeah.
It wasn't someone taking your words and misrepresenting them in an article. It wasn't someone reading an article and interpreting it their own way. It was Kings fans looking at you saying those words out loud. Now, the context that you provided, we can look at it different. But you provided us that context after the fact, not in the video. Far more people are going to see that video than hear us explain the context of it. And that was tough for him. That was clearly that. This was all one day. He called everyone he knew in one day. And
like, don't you have shoot around?
I get it. Bro was upset,
yeah.
And he wasn't used to this, and he felt like he felt like there was a narrative being painted about him, but didn't understand he was the artist. he had the paintbrush in his hand,
yeah,
and he didn't get that. And to a degree, like, I feel bad for him in that regard. I don't believe De'Aaron Fox is a bad dude. I don't believe he had malicious intent, like, with any of this. Would you just say, the game is the game. This is it. Luka Doncic was traded without warning.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a face of the league traded without warning. It's the game. Mm-hmm. It is how this works. More often than not in the NBA, with the Dallas Mavericks and Nico Harrison did, that's not how it works.
Right.
With what De'Aaron Fox did, that's a lot closer to how it works.
Yeah. And in my brief exchange with him as well, that's what I said. Look,
you told him to go to hell. You told him, I'll see you on the 7. So if y'all get your camera phones ready when KC gets courtside tonight.
Keep my son out of this. Keep Reese out of this.
All right, well.
But I told him,
Stephen A. Caraway.
I said, look, man, hey, how I feel
mm-hmm.
is, once again, you did what you had to do to get where you wanted to get. That's, for better or for worse, my thing is, you just got to live with that. But it happens all the time. It happens on the franchise's side before, you mm-hmm. know, plenty of times. They do what they have to do to get under the cap or get, you know, a draft pick or something like that. Like, this is what happens. I don't fault him for that at all. I do think, and this isn't me, because it doesn't bother me at all. But I do think some people get frustrated with a little bit of the double talk too, right? Like, trying to treat him like it's not what it, like it wasn't what it was. And what I mean by that is, he's still adamant, I never requested a trade.
Mm-hmm.
All right, De'Aaron, like, yeah. Formally and with
maybe
those words.
Maybe you didn't say those words,
You put every clue out there for the organization to say, you better trade me.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, that's what happened.
I mean, I think he even had the line, what is understood doesn't need to be spoken about. I don't remember which article that was in. I think it was ESPN, because I think that ESPN guy talked directly to De'Aaron Fox. I'm not sure that Sam and Anthony did. I think they were talking to people around the Kings.
Right.
But that was a line from De'Aaron. They didn't need to ask me how I felt after they traded, after they fired Mike Brown. They already knew.
Right.
I told them. Right. And then I said in L.A., the front office knows exactly how I feel.
Right.
Nice. Let's get Herbert in here. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Herbert?
Hey, what's up, D-Lo? What's up, KC? Salutations, man.
What's up, big dog? You back on the court again, man? What's up?
Yeah, I'm back, bro.
Be careful, man.
Hey, matter of fact, tomorrow morning, man, 7 a.m.
Well, I got opening day tomorrow, so I won't be there. But I'm going to get out there with you one time, though, man, for sure.
All right. Just tap in.
What's on your mind, man?
Nah, you know, I'm a big Fox guy, and, you know, I'm a miss swiper, man. We watched a lot of good basketball, you know, the evolution, his game. He brought a lot to the city, and I think he was just a good dude all around, man. And, with time, you know, we got to change, and, you know, change is inevitable anyway. So, you know, with that, you know, I ain't going to boo him or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stand up, you know, give mines, and, you know, and now we got to beat you. But check this out. This game going to be crazy.
I hope it's not crazy. I hope the Kings win comfortably.
Yeah, this game shouldn't be crazy. Charlotte Hornets these guys and keep it moving.
Yes.
Get ready for a big weekend. Jamel, what's up, baby?
What's up, boys? What's up, boys?
Hey. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I just want to give a shout-out to Devo, you know, for getting that 25K fine for the referee and for the Denver game, man. This is frustrating, bro. 2-3 free throws in the second half. Jamal Murray's free throwing the whole team. It's getting frustrating, fellas, man. We got to keep talking about this referee. I think the league is boycotting us, man. Something's going on with the free throws. I love y'all.
Love you too, my guy. That was frustrating. DeMar did get fined $25,000.
He did.
Yeah.
So he's mad about fouls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or the lack of fouls.
No. Well, so is Michael Malone. What are we to do? Everybody left that game guy. Angry. Everybody left that game upset.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
guys,
man.
That's not going to change, man.
No.
It's not going to change, unfortunately.
It is frustrating. I can, you know, if you're getting smacked on the arm and it's not a call, it's easy for me to say, hey, just keep playing. You know what I mean? It's human nature to at least have some type of reaction to it.
Yeah, I mean, once, keep going. Yeah, the fourth time it happens, fifth time it happens, and they're getting the call on the other end, yeah, I don't blame DeMar for being frustrated.
Absolutely.
Or any king for being, any player for being frustrated.
It's human nature. It's competitive nature. Like, you're trying to execute something, and somebody keeps hitting you and keeping you from doing it, and you're not getting the call for that. Like, at some point, you're going to be fed up. Or, at the very, it's gonna weigh on your mind a little bit, right? Like, damn, like, I'm not getting the calls. Like, maybe I can't go to the bucket or... Yeah, it just messes with you a little bit. So the idea is to be able to move on from it and get past it. But sometimes that's easier said than done.
Chat's going crazy. They said Boogie is tweeting, but I only see one tweet.
Yeah, me too.
Are y'all overhyping it, or did he delete a bunch of stuff? Because here's the tweet from DeMarcus Cousins. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. I was called a villain, bully, thug when I confronted a reporter for speaking on my family. Got suspended, fined, and eventually traded. I look forward to getting my lick back. There's a couple of emojis in there. Obviously, he's talking about LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith and DeMarcus's rather infamous confrontation with, I always forget the brother's name. I can't remember his name. Older gentleman, much shorter than Stephen A. Smith. And paler. That's the only tweet I got. He's replying to people. All right. I don't see these either. You guys must have a special Boogie. Like, am I following the wrong Boogie? Yeah,
are you a super subscriber?
I'm not a super Boogie subscriber. So maybe I'm missing out.
Yeah. That last thing he talked about was, I think this is, I don't even know what this was that he responded to. It's in the Filipino League, I think, in the Philippines.
Okay.
That was the last thing he responded to, and it said, because Big G.
I guess we're not the cool kids, because I don't know what y'all are talking about. Maybe they meant Boogie Ellis.
I'm mad. Hey, I don't want to say mad, but why you trade Boogie Ellis?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. Explain it to me. Like, why not just keep the guy?
Because it's the front office, bro. I don't know. We'll come back. Eddie Gonzalez is with us. Always fun when we talk to Eddie. We'll do that next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320. This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Hey, real quick, Dwayne Wiggins passed away today.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, man. R.I.P.
Yeah, one of the founding members of Tony, yeah. Man. That is.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Terrible. 60 years old.
They had Rafael Saadiq and a bunch of stuff in the Bay for All-Star, and I kept wondering, like, why not just all of everybody? But yeah. I don't, the dynamics of it and then this news today, obviously, yeah, that sucks.
I hope, I pray I'm not speaking out of turn, but I think he was, like, on some type of life support, and a couple of days ago they finally took him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, RIP, man. Legendary.
Yeah.
That's mama cleaning up the house music right
straight
there.
Straight up, man. Boys in the hood. Okay,
calm down. That's me cleaning up the house. What are we talking about right now? Hey, hold on, man. What are we talking about?
I wasn't going to say nothing about
what
you,
we talking
about? Boys in the hood. I feel like that probably wasn't the first time I heard them, but that was...
Just me and you is the joint, but yeah, nah, it
was
feels
that
good.
Was that their first?
No.
What was before that, though?
No.
What was before just me and you?
Feels good. Southern
Those
California.
Those were before. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they.
Hey, Little Walter dropped before that.
Oh, hey, Little Walter.
Yeah, man.
I was always like that video. Always kind of like, I don't know if stressed me out was the right word, but I was like, what's going on here?
What video?
The Halo Walter video.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I was, as a young Kenny, I was like, yo, I don't know if I need to be watching this at night.
I know they're in the YouTube chat calling us all kind of unk.
Oh, man. Nah, we used to it.
Hey, leave us alone, man.
We used to it. We used to it. Eddie, this by the way, the X-ray's negative on Jalen, so nothing broken in that ankle that took that nasty roll.
Oh, that was a nasty turn. Oof. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was bad. Man. That was bad. What'd you think of the Stephen A. LeBron James face off last night?
Okay, so I just did a stream on Playback. I was talking about this for like an hour. So what I did not know until well after this hour I was talking about it was this happened in a timeout.
I know
this is after the game. This is at the timeout. I don't know if you've seen the video behind, like,
from Legends. Yeah, when he gets up and walks over.
Legends, my dog Legends.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're not on the radio, it's LeBron. Like, he's doing a double take. He's like, wait, I know that. Hold on. And he gets up and he tells Markieff Morris, one of the twins, hey, come with me real quick. And twin just walks with him. Like, as soon as he realized, he was like, oh, I'm on him. That made it way better to me. That made it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
That just took it to another level. Like, when we having our GOAT debate, I'm bringing that up. I never press anybody during a game like this. So I think it's hilarious. I mean, Jamele Hill had a great tweet. She was like, we used to say stuff about guys, and then we would have to then interview them in locker rooms, and then they would be like, hey, why'd you say that? Mm-hmm. And that's just this. That's the new version of this. The fact that he did it during timeout, though, like, salute, Pop. He being a dad, it is what it is.
I, you know,
grabbing the Morris twin to walk with him, though. That's yeah. That's epic. That is an epic move right there. Stuff.
You don't go nowhere without the bodyguard.
No, you gotta have the muscle. You know what I mean? I'm not here to cape for Stephen A. or any of the reporters or anything else like that. And I know we like the sensationalism of he pulled up to him right there and all this other stuff. Part of me, and maybe it's just, I'll be honest, maybe it's just black man to black man, and I'm not really crazy about that. He could have talked. Obviously, that has been on his mind. He could have gotten in touch with Stephen A. And said that on a phone call or FaceTime or something like that. I'm not mad at LeBron or nothing like that. It's just like, damn, man, like, it bothered you for a while, man. Like, you could have called him. You could have hit him up and told him about himself.
I remember because I see what you're saying. Like, and I see what Stephen A. Smith is saying, like, in that setting. It reminds me of Chris Rock and Will Smith a little bit. He obviously didn't hit him. But I remember having a conversation with someone of, like, stature. And it was like this. It was basically this thing he said. It's like, yo, when I see guys at a game, and it's only us, you know what I mean? We're the only black people here. You know, you adapt somebody up. You adapt up YG, who I don't know, but he's there, and it's like, yeah, salute. Like, you here, you courtside, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there is that. I thought that's a great point by you. There is this cultural element of like, yeah, you probably shouldn't just show up another black man in front of everybody, but LeBron don't care. LeBron got a beef, and he don't care. We've actually never seen him do anything like this.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm gonna skip to go to a game now, but no, it is kind of crazy that he did it, and he's been an AAU dad, and that's not all that surprising. But I do think that the difference is Stephen A. did take it a step further. When you start questioning a man as a father, when you start questioning his child on TV, when you start doing,
that was such an over the top segment too from Stephen A. That's like. this is beyond the realm of discussing sports. Like what you're talking about Bronny, like he is trash. There's 100 worse players in the league than Bronny. Like what are we talking about? They're on every roster. But you singled him out because he's LeBron James' son. I think both of you two are also missing like an emotional element to it. Like LeBron could have been like, man, F that dude, man. That's what they do. They're making money off our name. They've been doing this for 22 years. Don't worry about that. And we said this with the Anthony Edwards stuff when he was talking about Anthony Edwards. Oh, man, I don't blame him for not wanting to be the face of the league. We had an hour and a half discussion about this. And then the second the mics went off, I looked up and he was on TV. And I said, Kenny, maybe he was just in a bad mood that day. Like maybe he just, and maybe that was the case last night. He's in this fight with the New York Knicks and he looks over and it's that. Oh, OK. Nah, yeah. No, we're going to do this now. Where he wasn't thinking about it earlier, but it was just, oh, he's here. Okay, now it's different because I see him. I'm going to go say something.
We're watching the rare air of a dude who he's reached that point of he's pretty much untouchable. He's done it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he just don't care no more. Hmm. He just walking by his own pace now, and you getting kind of this. We saw some of this with Kobe late. Kobe kind of got in his, like, I don't care. I'm saying what I want to say. Yep. Whatever. I'm cussing in press conference. I'm doing whatever I want back. You see that with
Kevin.
We didn't
see it with Mike until after he retired.
Yeah.
Mike hit that full mode after he retired.
Once he retired. And so this is rare air.
Yeah.
We've seen a little bit of it with Steph. Like, it's starting to, you know. But LeBron's there. And the crazy part is the difference with Mike. This is what I was going to say was he's still playing. He's still a grumpy 40-year-old, but he's still got to play basketball.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it just happened there. But you can kind of watch the wheels turn as he's looking. It's like, is that – should I go? He stops for a minute. He thinks, gets up. He looks again, tells the twin. Like, he's going through the process. He's like, you know, I'm just going to do it. What are they going to do with me? I'm LeBron James. Right. And he did it. So it's very rare we see athletes in that space. And we're going to get a couple more months and maybe another year of LeBron in that space. And he's popping off. He's letting everybody know exactly what he feels. He's done being Nike Bron. He's just Bron now.
Mike's version of I don't care no more gave us that picture of him with the two girls and he had to lay. He was dancing. Mike said, I'm outside now. I don't care what y'all talking about.
Mike was fresh off a divorce and in them streets. And it just
he's just like us.
It is what it is.
He's like everybody else.
Fresh off the richest divorce, I think, in history and was still good. It was just still perfectly fine.
You got more sneakers to make, baby. Come on.
Hey, LeBron was well within his right, though. I thought Stephen A. took it too far. I'm not really into telling anybody how to parent with their kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's – I don't care if he plays in the NBA or not.
The
like,
thing is, y'all made this a talking point. Exactly. Bronny is a player who was drafted in the NBA. Y'all made this a talking point. You chose to not cover Scalabiciere, or you made it a talking point because you know LeBron James works for your business. Mm-hmm. So to frame it as any other plea to a father is ridiculous. It's disingenuous.
To plant your flag on a second round pick didn't play good in a game, therefore his dad must be bad at being a dad. That's a hell of a take. And that's what it is when you strip it down. We can strip down Bronny to the point of he's a second round pick and he's a borderline NBA player. He's shown to be a pretty good G League level player, which means you probably deserve to be on a bench somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's all he's doing. Mm-hmm. The Lakers were injury depleted. He got thrust into a spot he wasn't particularly ready for. Mm-hmm. He didn't look that great. And again, now we're questioning the greatest player of all time as a father. Yeah, that's a line that I can go, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Had he just been like, damn, Bronny played bad, that kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. But the Lakers are injured, and they had to play him, and this is what they had to do, and you know, it is what it is. He's got more time to develop. None of this would happen. But when it goes to like, yo, as a dad, why are you doing this to your kid? All right, now I can press you.
Being overly dramatic for no reason.
Well, Bronny's 0 for 15 in his 20 minutes in the league this year, and the Rockets missed 30 straight threes in a conference finals game, and y'all worried about what this kid is doing 20 minutes into his career.
Right.
Stop it.
I know you were being, you know, facetious with it, but damn, that'd be crazy. You get 15 shots up in 20 minutes. He's getting them up. That's just 20 shots, 23s.
You could make me pass the ball if I was LeBron James Jr. on the lake.
Hey, get out the way. Get out the way. I got this.
That's the Antetokounmpo. What's his name?
Oh, Thanasis.
Thanasis.
Hey. Thanasis hit him with the sham guy.
They're out.
Hey, remember you seen that clip where he's like, give me the ball.
Yes.
And they get an 8 second.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a video of him clearing people out, isn't there? And then he turns it over. Yeah.
Hey, we need Thanasis. Get well soon, big dog. We need you. We need you out here. No.
We need to get back in this league.
No. Thanasis goes away and the Bucks turn things around. Yo, you said it's a wild day in the NBA. All the 57 De'Aaron Fox think pieces dropped today. All of this investigative reporting. Fox returns home tonight. What side of this are you on with De'Aaron Fox? What do you think the reaction is going to be tonight?
He's going to get booed. Fans like being a part of the game, so he'll get booed. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine he'll get a nice video package where he'll get cheered, and then he'll get booed. Is this going to be LeBron returning to Cleveland, KD returning to Oklahoma City? Nah, but it'll be a fun night for the Kings and interesting night for him. It's no coincidence. Obviously, his quotes come out, and he's getting asked about this as he returns. And honestly, I don't know if he said anything all that egregious. You know, the stuff about the coaching. He didn't say nothing we didn't know. You know what I mean? His team, you reported live on air. His team lists this one team. Mm-hmm. And that's where he wanted to go. And, you know, the fans should feel away. He wants to get out. It's tough to have your star player say, I don't even want to be here no more. But I think, like, the real dynamics of it is, because I went through it and watched Kevin go through it and watched other guys go through it. It's like, yeah, the franchise wasn't good enough. They didn't honor the promise you make when you draft a guy that high and you pay him that much, which is to say we're going to be a better team. Mm-hmm. They had some stuff work, some stuff didn't work, but he's within his rights to get out of there. And anything, if he can attach himself to the greatest prospect in the history of this sport, yeah, he made out like a bandit.
Yeah.
Eddie, you know it. People all throughout the league, you follow the league and all this other stuff. And there's one thing that I always think about when people talk about Sacramento and like, oh, it's dysfunctional and it's a mess. How many organizations operate in a way you think they should? My guess, I'm going to let you answer. My guess is 7.
I would say less. I would say like 5. And you know what the funny thing is too? It's not simple, but one of the key things you see in those organizations that are functional, a ton of continuity. You got a GM that's been given 30 years. You know what I mean? You got a president of basketball ops that's been given 30 years. With the Celtics, you brought Brad Stevens in as a coach. You had Danny Ainge, obviously. But you have these principles with your organization that you've instilled for 20 years. And then you have these organizations like Phoenix Suns, like Sacramento Kings, like, I mean, I guess you could say the Los Angeles Lakers, with just tons of overturn, tons of just dueling philosophies and tons of changing constantly, and you end up in these up and down waves. So are the Kings dysfunctional? Sure. But was everybody calling the Kings dysfunctional 2 years ago when they beat the Warriors? No. Everybody was like, oh, they're on the upswing. They're great. They're so smart. Look at this genius team. And then you look at some of the minds that have come out of that team and some of the talent that is coming out of that organization. And you say, oh, they're being successful in other places. They're no different than most teams in the league. Some things work, some things don't. De'Aaron Fox wanted out. You know, it's not like the team he's on is better now. They weren't better when he got there, but there's a more promising future. And yes, there is a little bit more of a foundation there. And then you have Victor Wembanyama, you know, and then it makes sense. But again, like you said, a lot of dysfunctional teams in the league.
Yep.
Owners,
a lot of them.
Owners, these rich people are kind of out of touch with reality. No surprise. Like these billionaires, they just like they don't really get it. Sometimes.
Eggs are $19? Really? It's crazy. Yeah, this whole this whole thing. I think the best part about this game is happening this year. And as you know, someone asked in the chat, like, this will probably put the De'Aaron Fox conversation to bed. There'll be a lot of conversation about Domantas Sabonis this offseason based on Sam and Ant-Man's reporting today. But this will put the De'Aaron Fox part of this conversation to bed, and the Kings can just move on. And he's just a, you know, it's good dude, great ball player, but just another former player.
Yeah. It's not the first star we've seen out. Want to leave. Like, I was there when Chris Webber was ready to go. I was there, you know, many guys left, and it's unfortunate, but that is the league. You know, we're past the age where these guys are playing 20 years and retiring in one jersey, and I don't think we're ever going back. And so, yeah, boo him. Have fun tonight. Hope you beat him. Hope you show him. You know what I mean? Hope Zach LaVine outplays him. But I think it is better. Yeah, get this over with this year. Next year, it could be about something different. And next year might be a whole different team. I mean, the Suns, like the Kings, they're going to have to explore all those options. And that includes trading your best player this summer. You got to decide if we have enough right now.
It would be amazing if those two teams could work together in executing some of this.
I tried to start the negotiations the other day with Eddie.
Yeah, I got a text at like 4 in the morning. I took a screenshot. I sent it to Kobe Boot. I get no responses, so I don't know, man. Starting a dialogue, I guess, but
yeah, I'm trying to kickstart it. You know what I mean? People that know people. Hey, that's man. All.
That's how ideas are born, baby. That's
you got to put the billboards. You'll mow it lawn.
Right.
Worked before.
It worked once. Yeah.
Got old Chris to stay, man. Got old Chris to stay. I don't know how much you know.
Center court with Kevin Durant.
Hey, we did say we got to cash in on Malik's.
The most dangerous restaurant in the city.
I'm about to say, there's a lot of drama up
yeah.
here.
Center Court was a wild here, spot. Like,
yeah.
That's a Sacramento landmark for another reason.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah, man. Center Court was a wild spot, boy. I tell you.
Moving on.
Yeah.
We outside tonight, baby. Where we at, man? Oh, they talking about Center Court. Whoa. Hold on, man. Come on.
All right. The pads on that one.
All right, man. Y'all, you know what, man? Baby mama calling. I got to go to the house. I got to go to the house.
Yeah, man. We got chill on that.
We had Mac Dre at the tunnel at Vladdy's.
Yeah.
We had the rest of the sack. Center Court.
I don't know how much you've seen lately of the Kings, man. 3-1, 4-game road trip. Had a tough loss to the Nuggets, but they beat the Rockets, beat the Mavericks and the Jazz. That's not crazy, but man, starting to play better basketball.
You got our boy Zach some paperwork, man. We got him a nice little award.
Come on, man. Come on. I think it's just me and you, Eddie, man. We the only ones that like Zach out here, man. He's shooting the ball well again, man. What you think about this team, though?
I mean, we talked about it during the trade. They're a competitive bunch, and they want to continue to be that. You know, they were up on Denver. I was watching like, oh, man, they really turning it around. Obviously, tough fourth quarter. You got some calls you didn't like. You might have earned some fines after that, complaining about them good calls. But there's some offensive punch. Again, Zach provides that. Domas provides that. But I think what you're seeing with them, and you've seen that in the whole Doug Christie regime so far, is this is a team that just works hard. On both ends of the court, they just work hard. You're never going to question the effort of the team. And I know that's super cliche and like surface level, but in the regular season, that matters a lot. And that keeps you in a lot of games. And yeah, it's going to hurt you in the fourth quarter in Denver with that air and those refs and all that. But it's going to keep you in some tough games. And I think Zach playing at the high level he's playing at, that elevated them. You know, we were talking about if they were level talents, De'Aaron Fox and Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. I think on the right night, yeah, you got the better player out of the two. And he had a great week and hopefully has a great another 6 weeks before the season's up. But I'm enjoying it. I'm watching them as much as I can and enjoying them. They play a lot of times play at the same time as the Suns, unfortunately. So I only got so many eyes. But definitely excited to see them play. I want to see this game tonight and then see where they go. They're in a better place right now than I think they were, both in morale, also in the standings. Yeah. And you know, hopefully they lock up that spot and we get to see them play a series, not with OKC, but I'd like to see them play somebody else.
You know what I talked about last night? Hey, man, hey, let's go back to the early 2000s, man. Come on now. Kings, Lakers, let's go. Mm. Let's go.
Mm. I want to see
let's
it,
go.
Man.
Mm. Ooh, that's, man, it'd be on fire. Eddie, for real.
It'd be on fire, but. And
be quick,
but
would you
like,
think it'd be quick?
Like,
fire be put out quick, bro.
I don't know. I kind of. This Lakers team feels legit to me. Like,
nah, they good.
I don't know.
They
I think good. I'd rather lose to the Lakers than the Warriors, though. So if it comes down to it, like, all right, if you're asking me to pick a rival, well, go ahead, Luka.
Yeah, you watched them last night, and you've watched them since the All-Star break, period. And you have LeBron turning up at another level right now. And you have Luka, like, it seems like he's rounding himself into shape, but the jumper's falling. He's hitting these ridiculous shots. The way those two dudes command the game and the way they keep them, they're moving really fast. A lot of long outlet passes. They're pushing more. LeBron's pushing more. Mm-hmm. LeBron, like, knows he's got a quarterback now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, if y'all shoot, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
See me down here. Meet me at the rim. I'm cherry picking. I'm old. It doesn't matter. And it's just little stuff like that that gets them. I think the fact that those two dudes are so willing to rebound and they can play with these different lineups, they look tough, man. They look tough. I'm not trying to be a stan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that team has to scare you. Anybody in the league, you have to be looking at them like, man. Even the way they walked down the Knicks yesterday, I know Jalen got hurt late, but they were kind of in command at that point. I think Jalen was playing one-on-two, and the two dudes he was playing against was better than him. So it was kind of always going that way. That team is scary, man. That team is scary.
Is this indicative of Anthony Davis at all? Like, I mean, they've been like, even before Luka put on a uniform, AD was out. They were playing really well. Like, is this a tough look for AD?
You know, it's funny. I was talking about this last night, and I just think it's a different talent, and I also think it just speaks to Luka. AD is great.
Mm-hmm.
Luka is that much better that he's elevated your team in so many different ways. I had a debate about Luka and AD last year, and I'm like, you know, does what he does on defense outweigh what Luka does? Because he's a great offensive player as well. But Luka unto himself is a number one offense in the league, an offense great enough to get to the finals, a great enough to win a game in the finals. Honestly, he's great enough to win a finals. AD's defense unto itself got you swept. Healthy AD, you know what I mean? You run into the wrong guy, that's a sweep. So it's just a different tier of player. The calculation I was doing in my mind yesterday was like, yo, they're getting all of this out of Jackson Hayes. What is Derek Lively? I thought Derek Lively was a dude. Can you just do that with just any big if you have these two dudes? Like, they're making so much out of that. I'm a little scared about next year. They spend this summer actually convincing a good center to come, like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So it is a little indicative of AD. There's a reason why everybody reacted to this trade the same way they did, like it was a highway robbery,
mm-hmm.
including Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
He was on some show yesterday saying, yeah, you got to get like foreign protected first. You got to do this.
Yeah.
It's because Luka is that good.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say I'm dropping AD anywhere. I'm just remembering what Luka is. And his best player alive is his ceiling. Mm-hmm. And he's been that before, and he could be that again. So.
No, they're cooking right now.
Yeah.
They are.
Chris, I hate it.
I want to see him in the first round, though.
I just want to see the first round. Like, hey, if seeing the first round means seeing the Lakers, so be it.
Yeah, let's rekindle something. It. Let's rekindle
It'll
something.
It'll be booming.
Yeah.
It'll be booming for game three. Game four, maybe.
I'm here to say our goodbye.
Yeah. Let's hope not.
But it'll be fun, though.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man. Love everything that you got going on over there. You know we stay tapped in, man. Thanks for joining us
real quick before
he
goes, because we never – hey, tell people where to find the playback thing, man. You've been popping off with that.
Yeah, it's playback.com/Eddie. It's just me streaming, watching games with some of the homies. And, again, the hook for playback, why I'm not on Twitch or YouTube, you can actually watch the games on playback, regardless if you have league pass or not. So pull up. Watch some games with me, laugh. I get to cuss on air. I get to call D-Lo and leak our but no, we're having fun. I'm calling up some of the homies from around the league, around media, and we're watching a lot of games and just talking, man. So pull up on me. Having some good time with that. Got some other stuff in the works coming soon. But This is my favorite spot every week. I'm here every week, Friday, talking to the homies.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
you. Charlie, man.
Shout out Charlie, always. That's our man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. You heard him, man. Playback.com/Eddie. Check that out. We got to get Eddie back here to Sacramento. You know how we could do that? Hook him up with Johnny Jennings and the team at Made for More Realty. The real estate bar has been raised, and you could avoid the hassle of selling and get at least 3 guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours.
If Eddie were to come back and, you know, he messed, you know, gets back out here with us, D-Lo and Casey, and we're doing our thing. Like you said, he can holler at Johnny Jennings because there is plenty of testimonials with Johnny Jennings helping people like Michael and Patricia. You know, they were selling their home in Rockland. And after interviewing two other agents, they decided to go with Johnny Jennings, and that was the right agent for them. Johnny was able to get them top dollar for their home and help make a smooth move out of state.
So they got those guaranteed cash offers. That's what it's all about, is those guaranteed cash offers. They got a guaranteed offer program. They can sell your home for 27% faster than other homes on the market. They will sell your home for an average 3% higher purchase price than other realtors. There's a ton of other incentives, including that guaranteed home sale program. Ask about getting multiple instant cash offers. Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty can do all of that for you. Expect more. Get more with Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty team. California DRE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. James Hamm next here on ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320. D'Lo and Casey on the home for Sacramento sports talk. ESPN 1320.
Okay. All right. More. All good. It's all good, baby. It's all good, baby. We are live, pal. James Hamm going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. One story I mentioned earlier that didn't get an opportunity to get to that we could touch on here real quick for a second is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley last night went on what I thought was an absolutely ridiculous rant about ESPN, and he's up here talking about all these idiots and all these fools and all of these dummies that we're going to work with who have been talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, the Golden State Warriors, some of these teams that are playing really well right now in the NBA. And he was like, listen, let me tell you, this is Oklahoma City and this is the Cleveland Cavaliers. All right. Okay, Charles. I like Charles Barkley. I respect Charles Barkley. But this is one of the main reasons I felt like Inside the NBA could come to an end. Like, I know people love the show. It's just time for this nonsense to be over. Charles Barkley speaks like someone who talks for 40 minutes a week. These shows that talk about the Lakers and the Warriors and some of these up-and-coming teams, they talk for hours every single day about professional basketball. And you can't devote hours to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. You devote time to the Oklahoma City Thunder and to the Cleveland Cavaliers and to some of these other teams that are playing well. You do segments on the Detroit Pistons or any of these other teams that are on nice little runs, having nice little turnarounds this year. And when you have two teams that made trades that are like 12-2 since those trades have been made, and those teams just happen to house two of the best players that have ever played before, Chuck, they're going to be a focus of conversation. And to rant and rave about Kendrick Perkins and ESPN and all of this stuff is so silly to me. It's like, Chuck, this is what grows the game, is the conversations about this. Is there a heavy Lakers influence? Yeah, there is, because there's a huge Lakers fan base. Is there a heavy Warriors influence? Yep, because there's a huge Warriors fan base. Mm-hmm. It's no different than the Dallas Cowboys or the San Francisco 49ers. It's no different than the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Charles Barkley, year after year after year, acting like he's new to this, is so played to me. I wish that show had just been taken out back and put to death. It could have ended. It did not need to keep going. I'm kind of sad that it is, and this is a reason why. It's so silly. It's not personal like the Stephen A. Smith stuff. It almost is just like uneducated. You don't understand why this happens, Chuck. Mm-hmm. Are you watching clips on Twitter? Are people sending you something? Do you just tune in at the same time every day and see something? I don't believe you're actually sitting around watching a bunch of television. So, like, where is all this coming from? I don't understand it. I don't understand why Charles does this every year. And I don't understand why he doesn't understand how the business of sports media works yet.
And I think it came from Kendrick Perkins. He had a comment the other day. I didn't even see the segment. I just saw it was either like a 10-second clip or it was a screenshot of him saying the Lakers have saved the NBA season this year. And I mean, that's subjective. It's whatever, like whatever you think. They have added intrigue. Like what happened with Luka specifically. He went to the Lakers. It's the Lakers. LeBron is there as well. Like, I'm not going to go so far to say they've saved the season, but that's a big level of intrigue that's been jolted, a jolt for this NBA season, an intrigue league-wide. Like you mentioned, OKC, Cleveland. Yeah, they're great. At this point, we're really just waiting for them to get to the playoffs. Like, what do we need to spend a whole lot of time talking about OKC and Cleveland right now if they're not playing each other or any other great team? Like the other day, OKC played Memphis and beat them. All right. Like, we're supposed to talk 40 minutes about that game? No, they're great. The question for those teams is, can they win a championship? We won't even begin to get answers until they get to the playoffs.
I'll ask you another question because you bring up the Lakers. Luka, that's interesting. Jimmy Butler, the Golden State Warriors, that's interesting. What's interesting about the Oklahoma City Thunder? I'm not asking you if they're good or not. I'm asking you what's interesting.
I mean, SGA, it's interesting watching him play. It's entertaining.
I do not think he is an interesting person at all. Like, what about, like, I don't know, like I love the, you know, he's not really my bag in terms of fashion, but I love to see what he does. Like, I love watching, like, but, like, they do all of their interviews together, and it's like, that cool, like, this is not interesting. You're really good. That's cool. That's great. Mm-hmm. It's not interesting. Now, when you start picking off teams in the playoffs, yeah, that doesn't matter anymore, like, your journey to the championship is what becomes interesting, or your journey out of the playoffs become interesting. But when you're an 82-game season and you've got to latch onto something and Luka Doncic gets traded or Jimmy Butler gets traded, the Milwaukee Bucks turn their season around, that's interesting. Those are stories. I don't know what to latch onto with Oklahoma City.
Even if they were interesting.
Other than they're good.
Right now, there's nothing to say. There is nothing to say for another month about OKC. They're not in a race for the one seed. Like, they pretty much got that locked up.
Yep.
I guess maybe you want to, and nobody ever goes crazy about this conversation, the race for the best record in home court in the finals. All right, cool. There's not much to talk about until you get to the playoffs. That's when we'll start to focus again. And they'll be focused on the Warriors and the Lakers, too. Like, you got to deal with it. But that's when we'll have more focus on OKC and Cleveland. And you know, they're in game three going on the road with the series tied at one. Like, yeah, we're gonna be tapped in. We're going to see what it is. But I'm with you. I don't know why this is such I don't like either one of those teams. But I understand the business. I understand. I didn't like the Red Sox Yankees all the time, but I understood it got the highest ratings of all Sunday night games. So, yeah, they're going to put that on there when they have an opportunity.
You know who OKC kind of reminds me of? I'm freestyling this. Work with me here. That Carolina Panthers team that went to the Super Bowl.
15-1 joint?
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of them. I think Cam was more interesting than SGA. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more of a loud mouth. He ain't afraid to say nothing. Not that SGA is afraid to say anything. I just don't think I think there's nothing for SGA to say. He's all vibes.
Yeah.
But they used to do the pictures and all of that stuff. That was their team thing, you know, akin to the post game interviews. What was that called? The DAP?
Yeah, the DAP. The DAP.
Jesus Christ.
They have one funny clip when Cam does like an extra dab on the dude from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he. Bah. Yeah. And the guy got mad. The guy I'm mad.
Yeah, hey, man, you ain't going to dab on me twice, bro.
That's an all-timer.
You ain't going to dab on me twice, bro.
Point well taken.
But no, I kind of feel like it's them. Now, that was a team that went to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, they went to the Super Bowl. They lost, but they went to the Super Bowl. That they were an interesting team. Cam was incredible. Cam was the MVP. But that's kind of what this Thunder team is reminding me of right now.
Mm. Okay. I think...
they got to finish their story.
They've got to finish their story. They might have to wait a while. I don't know if they're going to finish their story.
Yeah. Cody didn't finish it the first year either.
But the whole thing with Charles, like, I thought it was over the top. And
hey, listen, let me tell you something. And he starts right off like the show just started. Chuck, like, relax.
Ernie, let me talk real quick, Ernie, because I see all these fools out here.
No, these dummies.
These dummies. You know who I'm talking about. Kenny, don't talk. You know who I'm talking about. And we're going to work with these dummies next year. And they just go on and on about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time. I'll tell you, Ernie, let me finish. They need to be talking about the Cavs and the Thunder. That's who they need to be talking about.
What do you think, Shaq? Oh, I can't believe I did that. Wow.
What'd you say, Chuck? What'd you say, Chuck? Look, I'll tell you
this.
That's
fine.
When the Cavs and the Thunder, when they're playing in the playoffs, we'll talk about them. Okay. But they need that big man university.
Okay,
they
Shaq, need that we got to keep mentality. Going on with the show, Shaq.
Well, no, I'm still talking. We'll talk about the Lakers and we'll talk about the Warriors.
One other thing.
Lakers, Vitch.
One other thing before Hammer joins us. Did you see the Draymond Green, Karl Anthony Towns stuff?
I saw the clip of Draymond. I saw that Chris Broussard said something, and then Draymond kind of walked it back a little bit, didn't he?
So Draymond said on his podcast that Cat was missing the game against the Warriors because he was ducking Jimmy Butler.
That was ridiculous.
Chris Broussard's stupid ass repeats that and says, well, Draymond said that the scuttlebutt and what everyone in the league is saying, and it starts adding all these extra words that Draymond didn't say. Because I actually watched, I saw the clip. Like, he did not do all of that. I didn't watch the show.
I thought you were about to say.
I said I watched the clip. That Cat was ducking Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And then I guess Draymond was asked about it and was like, oh, that's what I heard. I don't know. And it's like, don't put him on television. Don't put Draymond Green on television. Like, you said another basketball player skipped a game because of one of the opposing players.